Crane spent the remainder of his afternoon preparing for the party, spending much more time than he usually did on his appearance, even making arrangements with his current host, a grumpy old farmer named Hans Van Ripper, to borrow a horse so that Crane could make a respectful and stately entrance to the party. Unfortunately, the only horse the farmer would lend out was one even older and grumpier than he, a broken-down workhorse named Gunpowder. What a sight they made, the lanky, awkward Ichabod atop the cantankerous steed with only one good eye. Onward towards the Van Tassels they jogged. Ichabod's knees raised almost as high as his chest, thanks to the short length of the stirrups he was riding in, his pointy elbows jutting out sharply as he encouraged the old horse to trot in a dignified manner. It was a beautiful autumn day, with a clear, serene sky and a refreshing crispness to the air. Small birds sang as they gathered seeds for their farewell banquets, chirping as they fluttered from bush to bush and tree to tree, twittering blackbirds and golden-winged woodpeckers. Ichabod enjoyed it all. He inhaled deeply the scent of the apples hanging heavy from the trees, some gathered already into baskets, others heaped in piles ready for the cider house. Farther on, he passed great fields of corn, then pumpkins, then buckwheat, breathing in the odor of the beehives and making him dream of Saturday morning pancakes slathered in butter or syrup, prepared for him by the dimpled, soft hand of his Katrina Van Tassel. It was with such sweet thoughts in mind that Crane arrived at the estate of the Van Tassels, which he found abuzz with the arrival of many of the town's inhabitants. The men were dressed in their finest garments, and the women in even finer, arms laced through their daughters as they entered the grounds. But it was that Brom Bones, however, that was the hero of the scene, having come to the gathering on his favorite steed, Daredevil, a creature like himself, full of mettle and mischief, and which no one but himself could manage. He was in fact noted for preferring wild horses and quick to perform all kinds of tricks that kept the rider in constant risk of breaking his neck. Brom felt that a well-broken horse was unworthy of a lad of his spirit, though truth be told, Brom was little more than a show-off. But Ichabod's mood could not be tarnished by even this obnoxious performance. And as he entered the Van Tassels' house, there was a feast like no other. Tables laid full of platters upon platters of sliced ham and smoked beef, broiled fish and roasted chickens, not to mention the luxurious selection of cakes and pastries and cookies and pies and preserves and seemingly every last thing the autumn harvest could become in the hands and talents of the Dutch countryside cooks. Such a banquet deserves to be discussed and admired at great length. But luckily, our Ichabod Crane will help to move the story along by being not so much in a hurry to discuss the spread, but to eat it. And with every bite, Crane's good mood rose even further, and he could not help looking around him as he ate and chuckling with the possibility that he might one day be the keeper of all this splendor. But for now, this belonged not to Crane, but to old Baltus Van Tassel, who moved about his guests in good humor, round and jolly as the harvest moon. He implored his guests to enjoy themselves, to eat, 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 and nodding towards the sound of music coming from the common room, summoning his guests to dance. And dance Ichabod did, for he prided himself on his dancing almost as much as his singing. And when he danced, not a limb, not one part of him was still. He commanded quite an audience, and his fellow guests gathered to watch this joyous, animated form clattering around the room in full motion. And in his arms, why, it was the lady of his heart herself, smiling graciously in reply to all his amorous allusions, while that Brom Bones, Crane was satisfied to notice, sat brooding in a corner on his own, sorely smitten with love and jealousy.